I was approached by a man who was a senior nursing officer at Royal North Shore Hospital, whose name I have completely forgotten, but who I knew was gay and who I'd probably seen somewhere. And we met at Milsons Point Railway Station, and he said, "Oh, do you live here?" I said, "Yes, I live down opposite the park." He said, "Oh." He said, "You know there's a meeting tomorrow night, don't you?" And I said, "No." He said, "Yes, over there in the flat across the way there, flat number so-and-so." So that's how I got mixed up in the preparation for the first public meeting.
The flat bay. Now, was that on in Lavender Bay, or was it on the Kurrubilli side of Milsons Point?
It was right opposite the Rover line.
Okay.
On the ground floor.
Where those box of units now are?
Yeah.
In Alfred Street?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And that was the best socialist development plan. You set up cells, and nobody knows anything else except that cell. You know, which worked very effectively because, you know, 230 something people turned up to that meeting.
The one in
Balmain.
Balmain, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I did an interview with Bon, and he's on video describing how he asked the priest,
yes. Would it be all right if?
Yeah, it's a good.
I was very naughty that night because we weren't allowed to smoke in the church hall. He said no smoking, right? So we all went out into this very small little area, all wearing our hats because this was still working clothes. You wore hats, umbrellas, smoking our cigarette. And I said to this total stranger beside me, I said, "Well, how many other gay men from Asia are here?" And he looked at me and he said, "How did you know?" And
really?
I actually picked
up. Good on you.
There were at least three ASIO people there that night.
Yeah.
All of whom were gay.
So ASIO and Special Branch, I mean, who's actually running the show? Who's actually spying on camp in those days? Was it a joint operation?
Or no, it was Special Branch.
Special Branch,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I think ASIO took one look at this group of dykes and poofters and thought, "For goodness sake, you know."
Yeah.
Not a national problem.
No.
You know, but New South Wales could have been a problem because I think we had Robin Askin as our Premier at that stage, didn't we? Or was it a bit before then?
No, it was 1970, so
yeah.
Askin was still Premier.
Yeah, that's right. Doing all right for himself, as was the Commissioner of Police. But,
there was a lot of people turn up to a hall, which would have been over capacity with people standing, was it? Or
there was enough room for us all to sit, but only just. And I think the very first time I came out was when I had to put my name, first name, and telephone number on a list. Were you interested in a journal or a newsletter of some sort? Were you interested in some sort of social organisation? Were you interested in law reform? Yes, please. There was another one too. Were you interested in something else? There were four lists of names. And I was interested in law reform, very definitely.
And you would have been part of the group organising it as well, wouldn't you?
No. I was just one of the people who'd been told to turn up 7:30.
Oh, okay.
At East Balmain.
I thought you might have gone over to the flat.
No, not at that stage. No, I met Sue that night for the very first time. I saw Bon and Pete in a distance. They were obviously terribly important. And I just sort of stood quietly. In John particularly, yeah. Michael, yeah.
Which was... How was the meeting constituted? Were they just young people or people like yourself?
All sorts of age groups. Oh, yes, yes. Not so many young, in fact, when I think about it. I would think... Well, Bon, Pete, John Ware, they were all much of an age. Ian Black, much of an age.
Yeah. They're all friends through uni. I mean,
yes.
Ian Black. And,
yeah. Yeah, there were some young men there.
And what was discussed? Was it? Did you get any further, or was it just...
This is what we have in mind. We think that there should be an organisation. And everybody said, "You all know about Stonewall." Well, as it so happens, I did know about Stonewall.
You did.
But I think large numbers of the audience had never even heard of it.
That's interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you heard about Stonewall? Was it, in what way did they mean that?
Well, Stonewall was a reason for starting a group.
Okay.
Yeah.
If camp was being founded and you were forming an organisation because of Stonewall a year earlier.
Yeah.
That's significant.
That triggered off what had been sort of a vague thought that we should have some sort of organisation. Mm. But it was so vague that, as I say, there were four lists of things we might do together.
Mm. Which weren't particularly gay liberationist.
No, except the law reform.
Well, law reform is reform rather than revolution.
Oh, yes. Mm. Yeah. Oh, no, we weren't a revolutionary group. And I think that's why ASIO got very bored with us very quickly.
Mm. So what was the next step?
I had some meetings at my place.
Yeah.
On law reform, and that's where I met Well and Dorothy, very active member of Well. She's an old woman, she's still alive, red hair, lovely lady. And she had a couple of friends also from Well, WEL, and myself, and there was one other man who was interested in law reform. It wasn't Lex, it was somebody else. We had little meetings and decided that we needed to get organised and we needed to get members of Parliament on side.